Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
And something else that happened to me was this past week, I did get you to finally go back to see Charles the
I
contractor
don't
in the
know why.
coma
I
ward.
don't know
He's
why.
in a coma and he is your contractor.
Here they are again. Two fat people who need help. Cliff and Kendall.
We're the show that'll never say die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride. Where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all their friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
It's time to get some self-control. Something that we never had.
Control.
Cliff, please control yourself.
Control.
Something that a lot of listeners keep writing in about us.
When I was 17, I did what others told me. Don't you love that Janet Jackson song and album, Control?
Love it.
So good.
Is there more to it?
I don't know it well enough.
I just never know when to interject. I feel like more of the song may be coming.
If I think of more, I'll let it out. Let it out. Let your light shine.
Or gain some self-control.
Oh, come on.
No, those can go together.
Yes.
You can let your light shine and still have self-control.
Kendall, the light's been shining in the cracker drawer.
Oh,
of the hole that the raccoons have eaten in it. Charles, the contractor, still in a coma, not here to fix it.
When Austin asks,
yeah,
when he goes around and has that little sign-up sheet that says, does anybody want anything in the store? The only thing I ever put down is crackers and cheese. That's all I ever want.
You know, who are you kidding?
That's all I ever asked for.
That's what you...
That's all I ever asked for.
That's what you put, like, with, like, a times 12 on. You ask for other stuff.
I eat quietly by myself at home in the dark corner where nobody can see me. But I love crackers, and this damn raccoon has eaten all of my crackers.
It keeps... We come in every morning, cracker crumbs all over. It's ridiculous. Charles the contractor still in a coma. Now, here's what happened over the weekend. Not only was the cracker drawer brutally burglarized by the raccoon, okay? Also, oh my god, you know they were in a panic, Mrs. Potter Butter Butterchurn and Mr. Snodbottom, because I was cat-sitting Mr. Marbles.
Oh my god, they let you cat-sit?
Why would they not let me cat-sit?
I don't know, just because they love him so much.
And why you didn't answer the text, the frantic text, but anyway, that's in a minute. But I had the cat all weekend because Fonky has a little cold, she has the whooping sniffles,
mm-hmm.
and she didn't want Mr. Marbles, the cat, beloved cat, to get the whooping sniffles from Fonky, and so I watched just over the weekend, and he was good and fine, although the thing I hate the most about every cat, no offense to all cat lovers, mm-hmm. when they like get on the back of the couch and skitter like behind your back, and dogs do that too, no, like just like run behind your back. Your dogs do that too. I hate it when your dogs do that. And they're fine.
They're like cats.
They are. They're tiny. They're like rats, really. And they're tiny, and they'll skitter across the back. And
you saw rats bigger in New York.
But I hate that. And he did that a few times. But I was a little on edge. But then he kept rawr, like overnight. And so I let him out to go to the bathroom. And then, of course, it was hours and hours hours before he came back. I was frantically texting Mr. Snodbottom and Mrs. Puddle Butter Butterchurn, and I was group texting them. What do I do? Mr. Marbles has still not come back. I let him out to go.
They just got over the big cat burglar.
They just got over. Oh, that's why I'm very mad that just because it was 3 a.m. that you didn't text us back.
I went spelunking.
Oh, I don't even want to hear.
Okay.
About spelunking. I was in a massage. I was on a chartered jet.
I had no cell phone service. You said you want to hear about it, then you want to talk about it.
Shut up. I'm not done. Okay, that's the first part of Mr. Marbles.
Finally, I was walking my wall.
Finally.
He came back 12 hours later, Kendo. Have you ever lost anybody else's beloved pet for 12 hours?
I can't say that I have.
It is terrible, and it is not fun, and I wanted to die. It was the worst thing.
I bet.
Because the Mr. Marbles. But anyway, he came back. He just crept back like nothing ever happened.
He's like, yo.
And then I wouldn't let him off the leash. I brought him with us when we went to see Charles the Contractor in the coma. And I don't, luckily...
Nobody knew he was highly allergic to cats.
Well, he was highly allergic to cats, and he started swelling up. He started getting the hives.
I didn't know you could, like, swell up when you're in a coma.
He did. We watched it happen in real time. And then the nurse came, and when the nurse came, Mr. Marble started clawing Charles's IV bag, and it went everywhere. Got all over you, and all... It was just a horrible nightmare. But anyway, Mr. Marble is back now. With Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn. They're back at home. I don't even know why I told you all that, Kendall. Except for...
You needed to get it off your chest.
To reiterate how mad I was that you did not text us back.
Because, Cliff, you have no self-control. You were so mad you had to tell that story.
I guess that's true.
We've both illustrated we have no self-control with our size.
Oh, God. Just looking at us in the mirror is the worst thing ever. Who would do it?
You know, Cliff, one can be the master of what one does.
Come on, not me.
But never of what one feels.
We go deep and then we get no sleep. Remember that Janet Jackson song?
There's a lot of Janet Jackson there.
This is a Janet Jackson.
But that just goes to show you, you know, you can feel something without expressing it.
You can
be
feel
angry
it.
About something or happy about something without like just making a big deal about it. And
sure.
Keep that self-control.
Yeah, that's the way love goes.
That's the way love goes.
Come on. God. Oh, now why? I didn't even know she was here. Why is Mrs. Bottom of the Road Shirt coming in?
Oh,
what is she doing?
God, no.
Come on. Austin's
hello, dear. How's it going, dear?
Now, Mrs. Butterchurn, I am so sorry. Again, let me say on air a public apology. I felt terrible. But Mr. Marbles was gone.
Everyone makes mistakes, dear. There's nothing that you did to facilitate. Mr. Marbles, I forgot to tell you before we left, leaves for hours at a time at night.
Oh, my God. You know, I was freaking out.
I just wanted to come in here and tell you that, dear. I heard how upset you were about the whole story, dear.
I'm still upset.
I can see that, dear. I just wanted you to know, dear, that he goes away for hours. It's not a big deal.
That I feel such relief.
I told Mr. Snodbottom to let you know. Mr. Snodbottom!
Come in here and tell me.
Why did you not tell Cliff that Mr. Marbles leaves for hours at a time, dear?
Yeah, I told him.
He worked himself into a frenzy.
I've told him and told him, dear.
You did not tell me. You never
told him. You have never told anyone, dear.
Who's that? That's a Candlebearer.
You do that all the time.
Was it you, Candlebearer?
You didn't tell me.
And maybe did you mistake us for one another again? What are we back in college?
Oh, you did tell me that.
Candlebearer, because I knew
but
I
But you
told
called me Cliff
someone.
And I thought you were having one of your episodes, and so I just
episodes.
Ignored you.
Episodes. Bauer, I'm not one to have episodes. Dear, quit airing your dirty laundry on the air, dear. Come out of this studio.
Do not talk about my laundry, dear.
Oh, my God.
I must say,
so
I'm never,
sorry. I'm so sorry that this even came
up. All because of the cat.
All because of the
you
cat.
You let the cat out of the
bag. Oh, God.
Blank you.
Let's fill him in.
The Cliff and Kendall Show is blank.
Is blank. On.
It's on.
It's
at 4 a.m. Sunday
it's
morning.
It's on.
Cliff.
I think that should be the slogan. If we ever have a show, Cliff and Kendall, it's on. Yeah, I think that'd be great. Yeah,
I love that.
I love it.
We should start working on that right now.
In effect, you know, Oprah's used to be Oprah's on.
Yeah.
She was just saying she was on.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Hey.
But great works are performed, not by strength, but by blank.
Will.
No. Perseverance. We talked about that last week.
Perseverance.
Samuel Johnson's.
Oh, man. Samuel Johnson. If I could just edit you slightly, I would change perseverance to Will. Kendall.
I thought you were going to say I would just change it to Samuel Jackson.
No. Kendall, the secret of life is not to do what you like, but to like what you blank.
Do?
Yeah, that's an American
that
proverb.
Was easy.
It's an American proverb.
Stay away from me.
American proverb. Do you like what you see? Cliff, I want to know God's thoughts.
Why?
Because the rest are blank. Oh. Albert Einstein said it.
Are irrelevant.
Details.
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 Details schmeetails.
Exactly.
Come on.
Come on.
To me, fair friend, and this is something I say to you every year on your birthday. To me, fair friend.
It's a lie already.
You no.
Just kidding.
To me, fair friend, you never can be old. For as you were when first your eye I'd, such seems your blank still. And that was said by the one, the only, the Billy Shakes.
Heart.
No. Kendall, even better, your beauty.
Beauty.
Has anybody else ever commented on your beauty? No. But I have yearly on your birthday.
Nobody ever besides you has commented on my beauty.
Kendall, you are as you were when first my eyes.
Yeah. The eyes have it, Cliff.
The eyes have it.
Speaking of eyes, Cliff. An eye for an eye.
An eye.
This is how in tune we are.
Oh, so in tune.
An eye for an eye only ends up making the whole world blank.
Blind.
Yes, Cliff. Mahatma Gandhi.
Gandhi. Kendall, unable are the loved to die, for love is blank.
Forever.
Oh, very close.
Eternal.
Very close. Keep Infinite. Going. Keep going. You're getting it. It's on the. You're on the right track.
I know. I'm out of. I'm out of answer.
Oh.
Eternal.
You're so close. Emily Dickinson is shouting from the beyond. Immortality.
Love is immortality.
Love is immortality. Unable are the loved to die, for love is immortality.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, how beautiful.
Cliff, life is uncertain. Eat blank first.
Eat shit and die. What? Eat dessert first.
Yes.
Kendall.
Ernestine Ulmer.
Oh, my. Kendall, this was once said by the Cliff and Kendall of his time. Okay.
Okay.
Mark the man Twain.
Mark the man Twain.
Or Mark the Cliff and Kendall of his time, Twain. I don't like to commit myself about heaven and hell. You see, I have friends in both blank.
Places.
I got friends in both places. In heaven and hell. And they're
all the rage.
Yeah, it's all the rage. Kendall, the show is all the rage.
Cliff, I'm done filling in the blanks.
I'm done filling in the blanks.
And I, frankly, have to take a break.
I've got to
Because I have
break.
Drank so much beer, I've got to take a pee break.
Oh, God.
I know this will be hard, but Cliff and Kendall will be right back after the break.
When you suffer from irregularity and take mineral oil for relief, chances are that you get only halfway relief. You see, irregularity is frequently accompanied by acid indigestion, and when this is the case, you need a preparation that combines laxative action with antacid action to bring you thorough relief. Now, plain mineral oil can't do this. But a remarkable preparation called Haley's MO combines the correct proportions of pure mineral oil with the finest milk of magnesia. When you see how much more Haley's MO does for you, you'll be amazed that it costs only about the same as high-grade mineral oil. You can identify Haley's M-O on the package.
Hope you're hungry. It's time for another helping of Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
I want to congratulate you on only stopping once at the bathroom on your way from Busheltown to Florida.
Well, thank you. It was a personal best for me.
I don't know how you held it. Well,
7 hours.
You only had you had that one bottle that you did fill in the car, right?
Mm-mm.
Did you fill a bottle?
Mm-mm.
No?
No,
you,
I
oh, you emptied
one time.
A bottle.
I emptied a bottle.
Yeah.
I stopped one time and pee. It was very great. Anyway, welcome back.
Welcome back.
We're back, and we have plenty of self-control here.
No.
We haven't talked in any regard of how to... contain self-control.
Well, we've been controlling ourselves.
We have been.
We haven't been letting
from our
that
topic discussion.
Kendall, what I want you to do, I want you to use rewards and penalties for yourself.
I use a lot of rewards.
What do you do?
I eat.
Give yourself a cake.
I bake myself a cake. I'm like, oh, it's so good.
That's a no good. Kendall, you don't want to do that. You want to reward yourself in some other way that's healthy.
Like run?
No.
No, God, no. Not that.
Penalties. Run, you big fat.
Now,
Yeah.
Cliff.
Yeah.
I have this big long list of things.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to talk about it.
Please don't.
I'm not. I'm going to skip right over it. But I have one thing. One single thing I want to share with you.
All
right. This came from the writers. Look at this. Okay. Self-control secret number two. Eat. Have you ever seen in any of our tips ever eat is one of the...
No.
So I thought I had to read this one. File this one under counterintuitive category, especially if you're having trouble controlling your eating. Your brain burns heavily into your stores of glucose when attempting to exert self-control. If your blood sugar is low, you are far more likely to succumb to destructive impulses. So if you're trying to have self-control, eat.
Eat.
If you take one thing away from this show today, eat.
We can't stop.
We won't stop. Cliff, that's weird.
That is weird.
It's not really weird.
I'm going to sit back and let you do the rest of the show.
Oh, you do?
Do it. Do it.
In my sleep.
All right, I'm just going to comment what I think the listeners are thinking.
It won't be good, but I can do it.
What is this crap? Right, I'm going to turn it off.
Oh, Cliff, you can't do that out loud. Cliff, a British man.
The listeners are like, yes, that is exactly what I was thinking.
Oh my
and now
God.
They're sticking around to see if I've got a gift here.
When does that part start where you let me down?
It momentarily, Kendall, it's coming up in right after
moment.
This.
Cliff, a British man is breathing clear after sneezing out a surprising obstruction from his nasal passages. I'm sorry, this one cracks me up.
Where does he Google these things?
About 6 weeks ago, something very unusual happened to me, said Steve Easton, 51. After a sneezing fit in late March subsided, he discovered an unusual object lodged in his nostril. I thought, what the hell is this and where did it come from?
Come on.
It was a rubber suction tip from a toy dart gun that had been lodged inside his head for more than 40 years.
Wow.
He didn't know what it was until he called his 77-year-old mother, and she said, oh yeah, I remember when you were like 7 taking you to the hospital, you had this thing stuck in your nose, but nobody could find it.
Whoa.
It was in his head for 40 years.
It's all in your head.
It was all in his head.
All in his head. That's a case where it was really all in his head.
In that weird, Cliff.
Weird.
Cliff, in a release published Monday morning, the Livingston...
Listeners was like, that's mildly weird.
Oh, it was weird. Come on.
We hope it gets weirder from here.
It can't be extremely weird every week or you wouldn't have anything to grow to.
Why not?
Because weird things don't happen every week.
If it's not weird, why bother? I'm just being the listeners.
I thought that
I'm
was
listeners
weird. Was
advocate.
That not weird for you?
No, I'm saying it is that was.
The listeners don't think that's weird?
We thought it
well,
was
Well, then I'm done being weird.
Mildly weird.
Weird enough just listening to this show is
we
weird.
We want weirder.
All right,
let it be weird.
Well,
let
start,
it get weird.
We start low and we grow.
All right. It's what we're hoping. God, fight it with the listeners.
Exactly. Stop it. In a release published Monday morning, the Livingston County Sheriff's Office reported thieves broke in and stole a cash register from a Build-A-Burger restaurant, along with the establishment's entire surveillance system and a large bowl of macaroni salad.
Oh, shit.
Deputies were hot on the criminal's trail, literally, as they attempted to escape via the nearby Greenway Trail. Found along the trail were cash register parts, surveillance system parts, rubber gloves, loose change, and a steady trail of macaroni salad.
Oh, man.
It was later discovered the suspect stole a large bowl of macaroni salad, which they took turns eating along the escape route. See, this is like if we burgled somewhere.
Oh, my God.
And it led them right to it. They just followed the macaroni salad.
I cannot believe that you have spoiled every episode of the upcoming season of True Detective.
I can't help it.
Telling that whole story. That's what they based it on.
Well, I can't help it.
Colin Farrell picking up pasta salad, macaroni salad in the woods. This whole segment is weird.
It is weird.
It is weird.
That is true.
Come on.
Get happy.
And Cliff, I got another one, but you won't think it's weird. So let's just move on.
Maybe give it to me in like 10 words.
A man having sex with an exhaust pipe of his car.
I mean, that's ish.
That's weirdish.
Weird-ish.
You're like, I've done that. It wasn't so weird.
Come on, it wasn't that weird.
Everybody's done that.
We've all done that.
Well, that's it, Cliff.
Kendall, this whole show's getting weird.
Cliff, this whole show started weird.
Isn't it weird in here? It's weird that Charles has been
in
a coma
weird in here
for so long. A little weird in here to me. Isn't it weird?
It is weird. Cliff, I think we should play a new show, a new segment on our show.
Okay.
Do you like what I like? Do you hate what I hate? Do you hate what I hate? What I hate? What I hate? What I hate? What I hate?
Oh, do you like what I like? Do you like what I like, Cliff?
I don't know. Do you like what I like?
Probably not, Cliff. Do you hate what I hate?
Do you hate what I hate?
Oh, it's time for a new segment here.
Oh, Kendall, you've turned me up.
Oh.
I hate how you've turned me down. There you go.
If I have the controls, I'm going to turn you way down.
I know you can turn me down. You can't. You are intimidated by my perfect pitch.
Oh, look who it is, Cliff. It's Lenny.
Oh, hey, Lenny.
Hey. Hey. What are you here for today? Did you just stop by to say hello?
No.
Oh. That hurt.
Oh. What are you spraying for?
Raccoons.
Oh, poor those poor raccoons.
We have. There have been raccoons over in that garbage can behind Kendall for like the last week.
Well, I haven't smelled them. I didn't know they were back there. You could have told me.
Kendall, you smelt them and you dealt them. All right. Lenny, we're about to do a segment here. It's called Do You Like What I Like? Do You Hate What I Hate? And we name some things that we either like or hate. And you tell us if you like them or hate them, and we tell you if you're right or wrong in that liking or hating. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes sense.
All right, Lenny.
But it's a stupid game.
No.
It's a great game, Lenny. It's a great game. Our writers have worked tirelessly for hours for this game.
The writers faxed us this game. The listeners are going to love it.
What writers? I don't see any writers.
They're not here. They're not in this. They work remotely. LA. They fax us everything. So it's no wonder you didn't see them. All right, Lenny. Tell me if you like this or hate this. I'll tell you if you're right or wrong. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Those shoes where every toe is outlined. You know what I'm talking about? Those toe shoes where you got your toes out there.
Uh-huh.
Do you like them or do you hate them?
Like them.
Oh no! Oh. No! Big hate.
Oh, I think he's wearing them right now, Cliff.
Oh God, Lenny! I didn't even see those shoes. If you got all your toes out over there, that's disgusting. Ugh.
Don't say that about my shoes.
No, they're horrible. Who wants to see your toes? Put your toe outlines back. No.
Do you want me to come back on the show ever?
What if you stump a toe?
What if you stump a toe?
I have a shoe protecting it.
No, Lenny. Wrong.
No, Cliff, you've crossed the line.
Hate.
Crossed the line.
Hate those. Hate them.
All right, Lenny, what do you feel about cake pops?
Oh, God, those are great.
Oh, good. I thought you were going to say, oh, God, those are awful. I was like, no, you're off the show, but you may stay.
All right. Orange popsicles, you know, with the vanilla ice cream inside. You like them or you hate them?
I hate them.
Oh, wrong.
Wrong.
Like them. It's a big like for those popsicles, Kenny.
Almost any food we mention other than spinach, you should be liking them. All right, Liddy, what do you feel about cinnamon whiskey?
Hate it.
Oh, right answer.
Ain't it?
It's painful.
What's so painful about it?
When you drink it, it sounds like it burns, and then it's awful afterwards too.
Oh, all right.
When you wake up.
All right. Okay. You win. All right. Do you like what I like? Do you hate what I hate?
All right, Cliff. Well, that's all I got.
All right. I'm liking this segment.
That's it. That's
Are you it. Liking it, Lenny? Are you liking the segment?
I actually was.
Oh, he agreed.
All right. Well, here, Lenny, I got one more for you.
Oh, Cliff,
you're
has
liking
another
it.
One.
I got Good. A bonus for
oh,
you.
Oh, look, Lenny's getting in the hang of this. He wants to stay.
Original flavor.
Yeah, how about you go?
Oh, ouch.
Listeners suggest that every week, and we keep him on because his name is in the show.
It's in the contract.
It's in the title. All right. Original flavor potato chips. You like them or you hate them, Lenny?
I don't care.
Don't care. No, wrong. Hate. Boring. Why don't I just eat salted cardboard? Why don't I just eat that?
That's good too.
Why don't I just eat it? Why don't I just eat
now,
that?
But next.
All right, I think Lenny's got his hand on the doorknob over here.
All right, bye.
Yeah, I gotta go.
Thank you.
Thanks,
bye.
Lenny. Boy, that was a great segment.
Oh, it was a great segment. Lenny. So glad he stopped by.
Wow.
And played along.
I hope the raccoons are gone now.
I do too. I want my crackers back.
I hope that they stop getting in the cracker
I want my
drawer.
Crackers back. That's the only time I
want my crackers back, crackers back, crackers back. I want my crackers back, crackers back. I am reading
Saltines,
crackers
cracker
back, crackers
pack.
Back. I want my crackers back, crackers back. Yeah,
I was waiting. I was going to come
you
in.
You didn't come in the right time.
No. It's I want my baby back, baby back, baby back.
I want my baby back, crackers back, crackers back. I want my crackers back, crackers back.
Yeah, it comes in like
no. Oh my God. I did it right. Listeners are... Now,
and that's just sad.
Now, as an advocate for the listeners, I feel like I should say...
How did this turn against me? How did the listeners and you, all of a sudden, have turned against me. I'm the odd one out. I'm the weird one that doesn't have weird enough stories.
I don't know. I can't help the way the listeners, the way the wind blows.
The listeners. There is nobody listening, and you have no connection with the listeners. Nobody's texting or tweeting you or emailing you.
Why won't the teens text each other this show? Why won't they do it?
I don't know. Ms. Snobbottom has toiled over that for years to try to get that
we
to happen.
Do safety and that talks this at the music high school.
Is so sad.
We're on Tumblr.
We're on cliffandkendall.blogspot.com. Email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com. Give us a call on our fat line, 818-308 for fat. Where else are we? We're everywhere. Twitter.
I don't know.
Where Foursquare. We're everywhere.
I couldn't tell you. We're not in Foursquare. I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
Isn't that a game you play on a sidewalk?
No, it's a social media thing that I don't know how to use. We're too old.
Too old. Kendall, discipline is remembering what you want. Period. That was said by David Campbell.
It sounded like a comma. You have power over
comma, your... Comma, chameleon. It comes and goes. Your self-control.
You have power over...
Controlling would be easy if your loving was like my dreams. Red, gold, and green. Red, gold, and green. Every day is like survival. You're my co-host, not my rival.
And we're out of time, Cliff.
We're not out of time, Mr. Stop.
He says we're out of time.
He's making that. This,
he's doing
this
the same.
Taffy
right?
Stretch.
Oh, I thought that was saying stop.
No,
I
idiot.
It was a stop.
Why do you think I'm singing 40 verses of Karma Chameleon?
I don't know. That's what all the listeners think.
God.
Cliff, you have power over your mind, not outside events. Realize this. And you will find strength.
Whoa.
That was Marcus Aurelius.
I love it. Aurelius. Kendall, discipline weighs ounces and regret weighs tons. And that was said by somebody, I don't know who. They didn't write, they didn't catch his name.
There must be a lot of regret inside my body.
Don't you? But isn't that the truth, though?
Yes.
It's the truth.
And that so shows you why I'm so fat. There's so much regret inside my body.
So much regret. You're a clown car full of regret.
Cliff, if you conquer yourself, then you conquer the world. And that was Paulo Coelho.
Everybody wants to conquer the world, Kendall. You must admit you have self-control before you can use it. Was said by who said it? Carrie Letette. She said it one day and they wrote it down. Kendall, it's all right letting yourself go as long as you can get yourself back.
Oh, well, that's the problem. That's what I'm working on, getting myself back.
Mick Jagger said that
too
one day.
Too much fat on my back.
He said that once during a Rolling Stones concert. He said that.
Yeah, but then, he wasn't talking about being fat.
Then he's like, no, we're going to play Satisfaction. Who is fit to govern others? He who governs himself. You might as well have said nobody. And that was the Hare Brothers. Oh.
Something we know nothing about. Hare.
Someday they'll, of course, call us the No Hare Brothers. Kendall, speaking of nothing, nothing makes it easier to resist temptation than a proper bringing up, a sound set of values, and witnesses. And that was said by Franklin P. Jones.
You say Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt. They said it one day, and it's like, we gotta get him on Mount Rushmore for that.
Gotta do it.
That's a good one, Frankie.
Cliff, why don't you take us home?
Take me home. Control road to a place we can exercise. Controlling themselves on the internet, coast to coast. I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. We'll see you here next week.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Wall.